Hey there, and welcome to the Rock Reavers podcast. Here we're all about believing and proclaiming the word. We're totally given to true worship and obedient in taking the gospel to the nations through missions. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope that you'll be blessed by this message.
Praise the Lord. All right, I want us to read together, lifting up your paperback Bible. I am a winner. I am a winner and not a loser. I am a victor and not a victim. I have changed my mind and my attitude to reflect what God says about me. My faith is built on God's word. I can do all that God says I can do. Nothing is impossible from this moment on, for I am a new breed, a new kind, a remnant, and I am after my purpose. You can sit on your problems. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, church. We are reading from the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16. In the name of the Lord, I will be your preacher the whole of August. Praise the Lord. So you have to get used to it early. Tune Them Band will be with us next Sunday as well. We receive their ministry under the able leadership of Charles Kefa. Thank you so much. I can't see him. Where is he? Man of God. God bless you. This gentleman, Pastor Des, the first time I saw him, I was in fourth year. In school of medicine, and he came there. He was not this size, I can guarantee you. He was trying to make it. Praise the Lord. And today he has arrived. And this arrival is not the final journey, man of God. It is the beginning of a great journey for you together with the team. Why don't we clap for him? We receive your ministry. We love you here at Rivers Church. Are you coming to record? You should be coming to record. I think we have that conversation, Pastor Des. Tune Them Band will be doing something here one of these days. Praise the Lord. This is the altar for people who appear on TBN. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We also have our resident team, worship team. They are not here with us today. They have gone to take the move experience to another place. Praise the Lord. So don't wonder what's happening. We have released them so that they can go and take what they do here to another location, and we pray for them. They have communicated, and we honor God because of what God has called them to do. 1 Samuel chapter 16. I want us to look at the word of God this morning, and you are going to be blessed. I can guarantee you, because we have opened the scriptures. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. I'm going to read 1 Samuel chapter 16. From verse number 1, and I will read it up to verse number 12, and then we will look at a few things, and we're going to pray in Jesus' precious name. The Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 16, and the Lord said unto Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil, and go, I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. And Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me. And the Lord said, take an heifer with thee, and say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord. Verse 3, and call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will shew thee what thou shalt do. And thou shalt anoint unto me him whom I name unto thee. I want you to note that verse. And thou shalt anoint unto me him whom I name unto thee. Verse 4. And Samuel did that which the Lord spake, and came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming, and said, comest thou peaceably? And he said, peaceably. I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass that when they were come, that he looked on Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. Verse 9. And Jesse made Shammah to pass by. And he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. Verse 10, again, Jesse made seven of his sons to pass before Samuel, and Samuel said unto Jesse, the Lord hath not chosen these. Verse 11, and Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all thy children? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he cometh hither. Verse 12, and he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, and withal of a beautiful countenance, and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise and anoint him, for this is he. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. It is an interesting time in the history of Israel. I don't know what will happen. Cameraman, can I move? All right. Is it okay? Praise you. You will cut that part. Don't worry. Glory to God. This is an interesting time. I can't stand there like Pastor Stan, you know, like a beacon of a plot which cannot be moved. Like, you know, I have to move. I keep changing boundaries. Glory to God. There was transition in the land, man of God. And the Lord begins to speak to Samuel and is asking him a question. Prophet of God, why are you mourning for that which I have rejected? Praise the Lord. And I don't want to go into the story of what Saul did, but later we are going to see on the third Sunday, I'll be preaching here a message on what I want to just touch a little bit on. The Bible tells us that when the children of Israel had crossed the Red Sea and they were moving to the other side of the Red Sea, that they were confronted by an enemy called Amalek. And Moses told Joshua to go and fight Amalek. And the Bible tells us that he fought Amalek. In fact, the scriptural word there is he discomfited them. Discomfited does not necessarily mean that he completely destroyed them. It means that he actually broke the arrangement of war and they went back to their villages and to their cities. And then God said that because Amalek had targeted the women and the children of Israel, that God is not yet done with them, because these people were simply passing through your land. They didn't have any military capability. They were not a threat to you. They were not coming to settle there. And God said that he is going to avenge for what the Amalekite has done. And so when the book of 1 Samuel opens, it opens by showing us that the children of Israel had looked at other nations and they wanted a king like other nations. And they went to the prophet and the judge of the day. His name was Samuel. And they said, make us a king like other nations. Follow me closely. And the Bible says that Samuel went to God and said, these people, they don't want you to rule over them. They want a human king that they can be able to identify with. And the Bible tells us, to cut the long story short, that God sent Samuel to anoint a king. And the Bible tells us that the name of this king was Saul, the son of Kish. He was the demand of the people. And I keep saying, people of God, that sometimes God will give you what you are asking for, even if it is not his will. Believe you me, there is the perfect will of God and there is the permissive will of God. Listen to me, God is not afraid to give you what you are insisting on getting. And the interesting thing, Pastor Kevin, even that which you are demanding that is not in the will of God, God still wants to ensure that you get at least a better version. That is why God participated in the demand that was outside his will. And he told Samuel, I want you to go and anoint the son of Kish. And Samuel went there and anointed Saul. And Saul had a mandate, man of God, to finish that which Joshua did not finish. Remember that Joshua fought the Amalekite and broke the arrangement of the army and discomfited the fighters and escaped. But they did not completely remove the Amalekite from the land. So one of the commandments, Pastor Kev, that Samuel gave to Saul from the prophet Samuel is that actually you need to go and completely deal with the Amalekite. You are supposed to complete that which Joshua had not completed. And the Bible says that Saul went to war. And when he went over there, people of God, listen to me. He went there and then he found there is a king of the Amalekites called Agag. And instead of completely removing every Amalekite trace, the women, the children, the king, the animals, he decided to kill some and keep others, man of God. And I want to tell you that partial obedience is disobedience. Glory to God. The instructions were he should be able to completely remove the Amalekite from the land. Why? Because God is a God of justice. Because Amalek had targeted the children and the women of Israel, and justice demands that the scale be balanced. Glory to God. And so the Bible says that Saul went to war, but he saw Agag as a trophy. And so he killed some Amalekites, but he took the king. So that he can come to Jerusalem and remind the people that I am the king, so much so that I have the trophy of the enemy, and that is Agag, who is still alive. And the Bible says that he also took some oxen and some animals because he wanted to come and sacrifice to the Lord, the God of Samuel. Look at the words that he uses. And Samuel came to Saul and said, why is it that you have disobeyed the Lord? He said, no. I have brought a trophy. Look, I have captured the king. I have brought him to Jerusalem. And after all, I have also selected the biggest cows from Amalek so that I can sacrifice to the Lord your God. Look at the arrogance, Pastor. That's the instruction is leave no Amalekite trace on the land. And so Samuel grieves and mourns. Because Saul has disobeyed the Lord. Hallelujah. And so, the Bible says that Samuel, in his state of mourning, I don't know where he was, probably he was in Ramah. The Bible tells us that God comes to him and asks, why are you mourning for Saul? And I have already rejected him as king over Israel. And the Bible says that God tells him, fill your horn with oil, and I want you to go to the house of Jesse, the Bethlehemite. I don't know whether I'll be allowed to come down here. Let me just stay here. Whew, I feel like coming closer. Praise the Lord. Bible says, why are you mourning for Saul? And you are mourning over rejection. Just because God chose you does not mean that you will remain there forever. In fact, When Saul was removed from the throne, the Bible says that he continued being king for 14 more years. It is amazing how you can remain with the instruments of government without the presence of God. Power. Glory to God. Power. And the Bible says, why are you mourning for Saul? I have rejected him as king. Fill your horn with oil and go to the house of Jesse of Bethlehem, because I have ordained for myself a king among his sons. Praise the name of the Lord. It is interesting, Pastor Chadwick, how God is having a conversation about the house of Jesse without Jesse knowing that such a conversation is ongoing. God is talking to Samuel, and God and Samuel are having a conversation about a son that is a king in the house of Jesse, and the king in waiting, and the father of the king, they don't know about it. And one of the things that I was praying to God this morning is that God will have a conversation about you with somebody that you don't know. I don't know if I'm preaching in this church. Praise the name of the Lord. God is a God who can be able to have conversations about your destiny and about your future, even without telling you that I am about to dispatch a prophet to come and put you to the place of significance, people of God. And the Bible says, fill your horn with oil and go to the house of Jesse, because I have ordained myself a king. In fact, the Bible, the correct word there is that I have provided myself a king among the sons of Jesse. Glory to God. And the Bible says that Samuel went there. Of course, he said, what if Saul kills me? And God says, I want you to go there and position yourself like you're giving an offering. And then call the house of Jesse. And among the sons of Jesse, I have a king over there. Praise the name of the Lord. And the Bible tells us that Samuel went to the house of Jesse and he called Jesse to the sacrifice and he sanctified Jesse together with his sons, people of God. And the Bible tells us that when Samuel was there, glory to God, I want to give you a verse that is interesting so that I come straight to my message. Look at what the Bible says in verse number six. Do we have it? The Bible says, verse 6, glory to God. And it came to pass when they were come that he looked on Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. You know, one of the most interesting things is that human beings always think that how it looks is what it is. Praise the name of the Lord. The word Eliab there is a Hebrew word which means God is my father. There are people in this world who look like they have been cut for it. Hallelujah. And the Bible tells us it came to pass when they were come that he looked on Eliab. I want to perceive that this Eliab brought himself. Because one, his name was Eliab, which means God is my father. Number two, he was the firstborn. So he thought if the prophet is coming to provide for God a king, it must be me. People of God, I want you to listen to me very well, that it is not always what it looks. Praise the name of the Lord. Eliab came there. He was tall. He must have been built. Glory to God. I want Job to come. Please, I did not prepare you for this. You know, Job is the tallest man that I've met in this church. And he looked like Job. He looked like he had gone for military training. He looked like, come, man of God. Glory to God. This is Eliab. And doesn't he look like a head of state? Praise the Lord. He's even having this gown for the king. Glory to God. He looked, this guy passed before the prophet. And the prophet said, my God, this looks like the part. Praise the name of the Lord. But look at verse 7. What does he say? Look at verse 7. You see why you are rejected. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as a man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Now give me NIV. Same verse NIV. I want you to see, people of God, that the things that men look for in your life, God does not look at those. And I'm speaking to people here who think they will never get an opportunity because their CV is not in place, because they have not gotten to college education, because they are not married, because they have come from a divorce, because their business has failed. Listen to me. There are things that recruiters look for that God doesn't look for. Glory to God. Look at that man of God, NIV. He says, but the Lord said unto Samuel, do not consider his appearance. Glory to God. Or his height. Ah, glory to God. For I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things that people look at. Glory to the man of God. Hallelujah. Pastor Des, the Lord does not look at the things that producers look at. I wish you were on your feet. Glory to God. Sometimes you go for auditions and they say that you are not able to sing because it looks like a frog breathes on your throat. Listen, when I was in campus, man of God, I went for auditions for the choir for Mamlaka Hill Chapel. Can you imagine? I'm so happy the person that rejected me is not here. And they said, man of God, please stick to street preaching. Because even baritone, you cannot produce. Praise the name of the Lord. I was trying to get meaning and significance. And they said, you can produce a sound, but we don't know what it is. But I love God because he does not look at the things that people look at. Am I speaking to somebody here? Maybe there is something in your life and you think it is a disadvantage. You think there are people who are qualified for that opportunity. You think there are people who are qualified to do what God has called them to do. Listen to me, people of God. The things that man look for, God does not look at those. Hallelujah. It means you can get a job without a CV. Praise. Hallelujah. This gentleman, stand up. This is Sean. This gentleman is 22 years old. He has never stepped into any university. He's working for the biggest fintech in Kenya. Hallelujah. When he brought his CV there, they were not looking for a degree. They were not looking for qualifications. But God placed him in that organization because God does not look at the things that people look at. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the Bible says that Eliab was brought, you can have your seat. You know, the problem is, man of God, Charles Keffer. There are people who look like this is their thing. That you can never even think about you ever getting to a certain platform or you becoming anything, because this thing is for those people who look like they were cut for it. Eliab, God is my father. Glory to God. Firstborn of the house of Jesse, he looked like the one. But God said, wait a minute. I have rejected him. Hallelujah. It means that God does not give you opportunities because of your qualifications. He gives you opportunities because of predestination. If God knew you before the foundations of the earth, I was saying here on Friday during the prayers from Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, the Bible says that before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. And before you came forth out of the womb, I ordained you and sanctified you to be a prophet unto the nations, man of God, when you were still a zygote and you were still a fetus. God was not just putting your circulatory system and your nervous system and your musculoskeletal system in place. As he was putting your anatomy in place, he was also putting the plan of your life in place. Am I speaking to somebody here? I want you to understand that you are not born for no reason, somebody. When God put you in your mother's womb, he also had a plan for your life. And that plan does not depend on any qualification. It depends on predestination, that God has ordained you to be a prophet unto the nations. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Eliab looked like he was the guy, but God said, I don't look at what people look at. Praise the Lord. Look at what he says in the next verse, in the name of the Lord. So this Eliab, he brought himself, because the prophet was there and his father was there, and he knew that this thing must be mine. I'm the firstborn. I even have a prophetic name. You know those people who call themselves blessings, destiny, anointing, Otieno. They are forcing that. You can even call yourself Cherubim and Seraphim Akinyi. But it is not in what you call yourself. It is in what God has called outside of you and inside of you. Glory to God. So Eliab brings himself, and Samuel was almost agreeing to mean that prophets are also not infallible, because this guy called Samuel had just heard the voice of God accurately. But now when he comes, he misses the king that God had talked about. And Samuel said, this is a prophet. Can you imagine a prophet saying that this is the guy? Everybody will believe it. Hallelujah. And that is why we need to have the spirit of discernment, because sometimes the prophet is in the flesh. Glory to God. My pastor normally says that we should train ourselves to eat meat that has bones. So you take the meat and you throw away the bones. But sometimes we eat everything, including the bones, and it chokes us. The prophet can be wrong sometimes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can you imagine a prophet saying that you are the one God has chosen? And God says, wait a minute, you are looking at the wrong metrics. You are looking at the wrong KPIs. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible says that God said, this is not the guy. Now look at the next verse. So, emoji, God, Eliab brought himself to the queue. Whew. Firstborn. God is my father. Samuel said, no, 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 not this one. Then Jesse said, from the look of things here, I have to take over. Because Eliab brought himself to the choosing. Now look at the verse. Verse 9 says, not the other one. You need to give me the second born. I know them by order. You won't confuse me. Verse number 8, then Jesse called Abinadab. That name sounds like tongues. Whew. Have you ever had guys speaking in tongues and you think, hey, this guy is a prophet? Eliab brought himself, and God said, no. Jesse said, now, the other ones, I have to arrange them. So the Bible says that Jesse called Abinadab. He was brought by his father. Abinadab had a God father. The other one who brought himself, he knew me, I am with God alone. In fact, my name is Eliab. God has brought me. Now here, Jesse is bringing Abinadab. The father is introducing the second born to the prophet. That if the firstborn has been rejected, this could be it. Hallelujah. And you know what happens to us sometimes? We think that the people who have been introduced by their fathers are the ones who are going to take it. So you have gone to an interview. You are sitting on the queue. Then one of the candidates you are sitting next to is greeting the person that is doing the interview. Or they pick the phone and say, "Uko wapi? Uko hapo nani? Sikuoni. Oh, nimekuona." Am I speaking to Nairobians? Yeah. Praise the name of the Lord. These are the things that happen. There are people who have actually an advantage over you because they are being introduced by Jesse. They are being introduced by their father. And do you know what Abinadab means? Abinadab means that the father has vowed. Can you imagine His Excellency the President vowing that you will become a permanent secretary? Everybody else will drop applying for that project or that opportunity because there is somebody that is introducing you. Jesse called Abinadab and had him pass in front of Samuel. But Samuel said, "The Lord," now the prophet has gotten his ear back. In the first verse, he was in the flesh. In the second verse, God is not interdicting because now he stops looking at the externals and begins to hear the Spirit of God. And the Bible says, but Samuel said, "The Lord has not chosen this one either." Look at that verse. Jesse called, but Samuel said, "The Lord has not chosen." People of God, many are called, but a few are chosen. Am I speaking in the house of God? Many are called and they look qualified. They look like they will make it. They look like they will go ahead of you. They make you feel like you'll never be anything, people of God. But I want you to understand, just because somebody has been called by their father does not mean that God has chosen them. God is a God of justice, and God's justice is based on what He had predestinated. Hallelujah. Abinadab was rejected as well. Look at the ninth verse. What does he say? Glory to God. Verse 9. Jesse then had Shammah pass by. So Abinadab and Shammah are being moved by their father. Because the father was the host of the prophet. And so he thought, if I was hosting the prophet and I introduced these ones, most likely they will be taken. Just like all parents do. Praise the Lord. What does he say? And Samuel said, "Nor has the Lord chosen this one." Shammah means always there. Look at those names. God is my father. My father has vowed and always there. This is a person that is a principality. He's always there. He's the guy. This guy, yani, he's always there. Amekatalia hapo. And sometimes there are people who look like they are sitting on what God is calling you to do. Until you say, pale, kuna deep state. You can't go there. You know, I was told, Pastor Dad, that there is a deep state for musicians in Kenya. That there are certain gigs only for certain people. Let me tell you, those are Eliabs and Abinadabs and Shammah. Praise the Lord. Because shortly, the person that God ordained is about to show up for the interview. Glory to God. Am I speaking to somebody here? The Bible says that no, has the Lord chosen this one. Then look at verse number 10. I'm about to pray in the name of the Lord. The Bible says, Jesse had 7 of his sons pass before Samuel. But Samuel said to him, "The Lord has not chosen this." Verse number 11. What does it say, verse 11? It says, so he asked Jesse, "Are this," go back to King James Version, please. This one I only wanted verse number 6. Go to King James Version. And Samuel said unto Jesse, "Are here all thy children?" And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. Think about it, Doc. Samuel came and said, bring your sons to the sacrifice. I want to sanctify them and see which one has been ordained to be the provision of God's king. And Samuel told Jesse to bring his sons. And Jesse brought all the sons except the youngest. I don't know which part of the instruction he didn't hear, that you are supposed to bring all your sons. But the youngest, and he was in the sheep. He was too young, and he was in the sheep. He was too young, and he was in the bush, never to be considered. Listen to me, people of God. Sometimes you don't have to be there. Glory to God. It doesn't matter which meeting happened and you are not there. It doesn't matter where they have met and they have listed names. It doesn't matter which opportunities. Some of you are in business and you have always kicked out of a tender process. You are always kicked out of a competitive process because people are coming with all sorts of godfatherhood. They are coming with what Eliab came with. They are coming with what Abinadab came with. They are coming with what Shammah came with. People of God, listen to me, that God will ensure the king he has provided himself will show up for that particular interview. It doesn't matter where you are in life, people of God. I want you to understand, if God has ordained that you are going to reach a place in your destiny that will give him the glory, it's gonna happen without a prophet's intervention. It's gonna happen without a godfather's intervention, somebody. It's gonna happen without any governmental assistance, people of God. The Bible says that they forgot about Jesse because he was young. And he was with the sheep. Oh, good God. There are people here who have been left out because you don't qualify. Praise the Lord. There are women who have been left, man of God, because a man thought that you are not fit to be a wife. Listen to me. They are not ready for a wedding. Okay, let me come this side. Praise the name of the Lord. You look like you cannot be able to, you don't fit the part. There are people who have gone to places and you are told, go back and take your time. Go back and improve on yourself. I came with good news for you, that God does not look at the things that man looks for. And I hear the Spirit of God telling me that every room that you've been locked out for, people of God, that God will ensure that that business will not continue until you show up. Praise the name of the Lord. Jesse says he's the youngest, but he is with the sheep. He was not trained in the military. He was not a captain in the forces. He was not a major. He had never even gone to fight. He was with the sheep, attending to his father's business. Look at what the prophet said. The Bible says, the prophet said, and Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down until he comes here. Listen to me. There are boardrooms that will suspend the... Let me come this side. Glory to God. Man of God, Pastor Des, there are platforms that will suspend the process until the king arrives. I have come to my message. The king is coming from the bush. The king is coming from the sheep. The king is coming from divorce, somebody. The king is coming out of debt. They may have thought you don't deserve it. They may have thought that you will never get it. But I came with good news for somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That the king is coming, glory to God. The one God said, I have provided me a king. God knows the one he has provided for himself. And there is no prophet, even if it is Samuel, that can shortchange that one. There is nobody that can shortchange it. Even if it is Jesse, the man that owns the house. The Bible says that Samuel said, we ain't gonna sit down until the king designate arrives. And I came to announce to everybody here that the king is coming from the place of obscurity. Hallelujah to the Lord. Glory to God. Look at that. He says, and Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he comes. Praise the Lord. The business was suspended until the one God provided for himself arrives. Praise God forevermore. He didn't have an introduction. He was not there. They planned to install a king without him because he was young and he was doing a dirty job. Glory to God. Listen, you are not going to reach your large place because of your qualification. You are not going to reach your large place because of your academic excellence. You are going to reach your place because God had ordained it to be so. And when the time of God has come, there is nobody that can stop it, somebody. There is no prophet that can stop it. There is no father that can stop it. There is no government official that can stop it, man of God, Pastor Des. When the time comes, the business will be suspended until the ordained of God arrives. Praise the name of the Lord. And I want to pray for all of you in the name of the Lord. Those people who feel like opportunities that have been shut out of them. Those people who feel that their businesses have been neglected. Their businesses have been kicked out because they want a 10-month bank statement. And you only have a 6-month. Sean, come here. Sean, don't worry about Sean. You have to close this shoe. Don't worry about it. It's the one that bought them yesterday, this one. You are the one who told me that. This is my son. Don't worry about it. Praise the name of the Lord. I came with good news today that actually when God decides, it is your time. It is your time. Praise the name of the Lord. Pastor Dennis, don't be deceived that qualifications will make you to reach the place where God wants you to reach. Thank you so much. The other one is fine. God bless you. Praise the Lord. It takes God to take you to that place. Hallelujah. Look at it. He says, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. Look at verse 12. I'm about to pray. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and with all of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Glory to God. God knows the one that he has chosen. And I thank God so much because the one that God has chosen is the person that I'm speaking to this morning. Praise the name of the Lord. Pastor Kevin, my favorite verse, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 2. The Bible says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all the spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus, according as he has chosen us in him. Listen to me, people of God. Before any panel chose you, God already chose you. Before any committee chose you, God already chose you. Before any husband chose you, God already. Listen to me. If somebody left you because they think you don't look good enough, they are not ready for the biggest wedding in the continent. Praise the name of the Lord. If somebody kicked you out because they think you will never record a song, listen to me. There is an album that is about to come on Spotify. That they will wonder, who is this? Hallelujah to the Lord. I want to announce to you today that there is a you in you that you have never met. And that is the you that God wants to anoint to be king. I came to announce this morning that you need to come out of obscurity. Glory to God. The time has come for God to remove you from obscurity. For God to remove you from the wilderness where God has trained you. The time has come for the king to arrive where they locked him out. Glory to God. Listen to what he says. What does he say? Where are we? Go back. Chapter 16. 1 Samuel chapter 16. Give me verse 12. Pastor Kev, I want to show you something and then I'm going to pray. Pastor Des, if you look at 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 1, the Bible says that, give me chapter 10, verse 1. Don't worry, this is Pastor Doc. 1 Samuel chapter, yes, look at that. Then Samuel took a what? A vial, another English says a flask of oil. This flask of oil, it was made from brittle glass. The oil that was poured on Saul came from something that had been fabricated by the hands of men. Glory to God. Now, I want you to look at, give me chapter 16, verse number 12. So Saul is anointed with oil from the flask, but David is anointed with what? Glory to God. What does he say? No, give me verse number 1. Yes, verse number 1 has it. Look at it. What does he say? Verse number 1 of the same chapter. And the Lord said unto Samuel, how long will thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine. One was anointed with oil from a flask. The other one was anointed with oil from a horn. There is no horn if there is no death.
Oh, yes.
Let me come this side. Glory to God. For you to remove the horn from the cow or from the bull, you have to slaughter the bull. I want you to understand that there is no anointing oil before there is bleeding. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible tells us that he took the horn of oil. When the horn was removed, blood was shed. And the reason the anointing of God is upon you is because Jesus already shed his blood. The blood of Christ precedes the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And every redeemed person by the blood is qualified for the oil that is coming from that horn. Glory to God. And the Bible says that it says, arise and anoint him, because this is the one. People of God, I want you to understand today that you can come out of the place you have been for a long time. Hallelujah. Because God has chosen you to be king. God has chosen you to reign over territories. You may not look like you are qualified. You may not look like you will ever make it. I don't know where you are in your life today, but I came with good news, people of God, that you can come out of obscurity. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that Samuel poured oil on his head, and the Spirit of God came upon David from that day forward. The first time the name David is mentioned in the scripture is verse 13. Because your name will be introduced only by the anointing of the Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. Look at that. He says, and Samuel took the horn of oil. Yes, this is the one I was looking for. And anointed him in the midst of his brethren. Listen to me. You are going to be anointed in the midst of the haters. There is no church in this place. Praise the name of the Lord. Every person that thought you don't deserve it, God will ensure that they will see the process. They will not be allowed to walk out of the room. They will not be allowed to die. Listen to me. Your enemies will live for long so that they see the goodness of God in your life. If somebody rejected you and they went to a divorce court and they gave you a decree nisi and decree absolute, listen to me. They are about to see you getting married to the proper person. Are you advocating for divorce and remarriage? I don't know. Go and study. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It is going to happen in the presence of the people that they thought they are better than you. Glory to God. And the Bible says that he was anointed in the midst of his brethren. What a shame. Eliab was there, firstborn, and God is my father. He never got it. Abinadab was there. The father has vowed. He never got it. Shama was there. I am always here. He never got it. Plus the other whose names were not mentioned. The one that was given the throne is the one that they left out of the room. And I want to pray that will be your story. Glory to God. I want to announce to everybody here that every room where you have been locked out and you have been forgotten, and every place they thought you don't match up, and every place they thought you cannot stand up on your feet, in the name of Jesus, I want to announce to you, people of God, today that there is a king in you that needs to come out. There is a king in you that God has said, I have provided for me a king. I don't know who I am talking to this morning, but I came to declare that the king is coming from obscurity, that the king that God has ordained is coming from the bush. Do I have some people here who believe that they are coming out of the place they have been in for a long time? They are coming out of the place that they have been invisible, they have been insignificant. I want you to understand, people of God, that God has chosen you without looking at your qualifications. Glory to God. I can see people coming out. I can see people coming out, people of God. You are coming out of divorce. You are coming out of debt. You are coming out of invisibility. You are coming out of insignificance. You are coming out of smallness. Glory to God. And I want to declare here, in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, that this is the last day your business is gonna be obscure. This is the last day that you are going to feel insignificant, because God has provided himself a king in you. There is a king in you that needs to come out. There is a king in you that needs to show up, somebody. I want you to lift up your hands and begin to tell God, I am coming out of obscurity. I am coming out of debt. I am coming out of divorce. I am coming out of disease. I am coming out of lies. I am coming out of pain. Glory to God. The king is coming to his rising. The king is coming to his calling. The king is coming to his purpose. The king is coming to his destiny. Glory to God.
Thank you for sticking in to the end. We hope you are blessed by this message. Follow us for more of these messages when new episodes drop, and make sure to rate us so that more people can find out about us. Bye-bye.